A Delaware High School's engineering team wins another national contest, this time with a twist. As WHYY's Shirley Min reports from our Delaware desk, their winning project was not a purely academic exercise.
Right now, we're just getting our device set up, getting it ready to run.
Concord High School student Rowan Davis and his teammates show how their award-winning Weighmaster, an interactive scale, differs from others.
Start weighing.
The students created the talking scale for Waggies by Maggie and Friends, a dog treat company in Wilmington. The scale helps intellectually disabled workers there correctly fill each bag with the right amount of treats. The Concord team partnered with Waggies to compete in the Source America Design Challenge. It's a nationwide contest that gives high school and college students the chance to create innovative technology for nonprofits that employ disabled workers. But Davis says it was more than a competition for the Concord team.
We reached out to a couple nonprofits. We found Waggies by Maggie and Friends. We formed such a great relationship with them that this project became less of a competition and more of just like, all right, so how can we really help Becky and our subject matter expert? How can we help her and make her work life better? So like, that's what's really the main motivation for us.
The students saw that Becky, one of the workers, was having difficulty accurately reading the weight of the treats. So they designed a scale that would make it easier for her.
Start weighing. Add more. Too much. That's good.
Incorporating the scale into the workers' routines has enhanced not only Becky's job, but also the other workers, too, says Marianne Nolan, co-founder of Waggies.
Becky weighs them, and Becky not being the only one, they all can weigh it, and they enjoy doing that. So it's kind of changed our system, and it's working. The scale has heightened our efficiency and the timeline for packaging.
Davis says this was an unusual design problem because it wasn't just about making the job most efficient.
One of the big challenges was we need to create an assistive technology, not a technology that would completely remove someone from the work, like completely take their job.
Waggies workers aren't the only ones reaping the benefits. The top prize included $8,000 for the students and coach to split, $6,000 for Concord High School, and Waggies by Maggie and Friends got $1,000.
That's good.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.